This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we're taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Brazil and Switzerland. You are now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Mark Roberts, and with us tonight, as we travel away from Stadium 974, is Sunday Olise, Alberto Zaccheroni, Pascal Zubabula, and Elliot Stanell, helping to bring to life our enhanced football intelligence, where we have just watched a fascinating game between Brazil and Switzerland. Before tonight, Brazil needed to avoid defeat to extend their unbeaten run to 17 games, the most in the competition's history, and they did that thanks to a late Casemiro strike and qualified alongside France for the last 16. We had a 3-3 earlier today, just a one goal tonight, but goals don't always make games, and what a thrilling game we got. Sunday, your thoughts first, please.
Well, this was a highly tactical game. The way I saw it was that both teams came out, especially the Swiss team, to negate the attributes of the other team. What I saw from the Swiss team particularly that I had to observe was that they came at this game with a formation that was made out not what they used to play normally, but made out to give them almost a one-on-one situation with the Brazilian players and negate the Brazilian playing style, which was formerly they used to play 4-4-2, but with the four in the middle in a diamond shape. This time around, they came with a flat 4-4-2. But what impressed me the most was that they were compact early, and they tried to shift, keeping a man in their own zone and in their own looking at the man. But when they got the ball back, the interesting part was that these players ran into holes, trying to run into places whereby they could be reached. They tried to break the lines with this, and they patiently showed a lot of guts. I'm talking now about the first half. They showed a lot of guts in trying to play out through the lines, and they almost caught the Brazilians off guard sometimes. I am very, very impressed with this. I find that the team itself also, tactically, were patient to look at the shifting. When I mean shifting, that means when the ball is on one side, they drag themselves towards that side to reduce the space for the Brazilians to be able to run rings around them. Personally, tactically, especially the first half, hopefully I get a chance to talk about it second, then they did very well.
No, definitely. And just on that first half, Sunday, you made a great observation during the game around, I guess, when you don't have the ball for that length of time, the concentration the players need throughout. And can you just explain what you were trying to highlight during the first half as well?
Well, if you don't have the ball for a long time, the first thing that happens is that somebody's going to fall asleep. And then it's never easy, because at the end of the day, they are called footballers. You're good there to play football, not to run after the others. So if your position has more position than you do, that means most times it is sometimes a reluctant run for some, you know, or somebody might decide not to make the 20 centimeters run less, and then the opponent gets the ball, and that might cost you dearly. And that's what we saw in this game today, because they knew it, and the Swiss felt that, okay, we will be patient, but when the Brazilians get into our zone, they will make it very, very tight. And they did it well.
No, thank you. And that makes a big difference, as you said. And Alberto, you were watching Brazil for us tonight, and it was fascinating hearing your thoughts throughout the game, especially the early challenges Brazil had to break Switzerland down. Can you share those with us, please?
Beh, Sandy ha detto molto. Ha già detto molto della,
well, Sunday has said a lot now, and that notwithstanding, said a lot about the game, but notwithstanding, we knew from the beginning, Mister knew from the beginning, that we were going to have two teams of two different levels playing against each other. From the outside, it looked as if it was going to be easy, but on the pitch of play, it wasn't easy. The Swiss took the fight to the Brazilians by trying to hold them already up in their own part of the pitch, and they showed a lot of courage. Well, then Brazil started raising up the standard, the level and the tempo, and ended up being more in the half of the Swiss team.
per molto tempo il
the game changed took a different look when Tite, the coach of the Brazil, brought in some new quality players to replace other quality players who were on the pitch, and that made the difference, because you could see then that the ones who came in were fresher, and that gave them, it was eventually via this that one of the combinations that started off from Vinicius brought about the goal and the game was over.
Hanno coperto tutte le linee di gioco. E poi dopo
Mister feels that the game itself is going to this World Cup is going to become more and more spectacular, because he believes that the effect of five changes that each team can get is going to have a huge influence on the quality of the football we're going to be seeing as the tournament goes on. For example, when Guimarães and Antony came in, the rhythm of the game went higher, because so, and those were probably changes they would have made in the past if they had just three changes.
La partita a questi livelli. Guimarães e Antony hanno alzato i ritmi della partita quando sono entrati.
Well, for those who didn't see the game, Brazil's main point of attack was the left side, and that made a huge influence in the game.
La Svizzera è stata veramente molto molto brava a chiudere tutti gli spazi.
No, I think it's a fascinating point. And Zubi, just to bring you on that, if that's okay, just around that strength and depth that we're now starting to see with some of the nations, and I guess agreeing with Alberto, or considerations around how you see that developing across the competition as well.
Yes, of course, as my colleague already mentioned, on this game we saw it's exactly also that the two teams defend very well their goal. Also I have to say, Switzerland with the four defenders, and also with Jack and Freuler up front, plus a very good goalkeeper in behind, you can really bring your strength on the field. And the same on the other side with Brazil, they also defended very well. Alisson Becker today didn't have any save to do, and that was for me, if I come back to this game, it was it looks like it was the sixth 0-0 game in this competition so far, but a fantastic finish from Casemiro makes finally the difference.
No, thank you, Zubin. Sunday, second half performance, I guess, just building on from what you said before.
Well, I'll just quickly just round it up on the second half for the Swiss team, because what I saw was that in the second half, obviously, at the top level, like Mr. Zaccarini said initially, there's a difference in the level of both teams on paper as the quality of the players. And as the time went on, eventually, that will come up. And I think the Brazilians knew that no matter how good the Swiss were, eventually our qualities will come up. Now, what impressed me the most in this game was the Brazilian team, in the sense that the Brazilians gave us two faces today. The Brazilian team that I'm seeing so far is a Brazilian team that is playing organized football, trying to put the results first. They have changed into a 4-4-2 system that they almost never really play. Normally, the Brazilian team always entertains a number 10 in their structure. This time around, there's not really much of a number 10. And when they played the game and they saw it was not going too well, they now went into a hybrid mode where we started seeing individual actions, one-on-ones, taking off. Then they were now trying to say, okay, we've tried it, the organizer is not working, now let's now bring out the individual quality. And that's where what Mr. was saying about the level came in. Because then dribbling started coming, gestures started coming, movement started coming, and that was what brought the goal that finally did Switzerland in. Because then they now had time on the ball, movements, quick movements, and finishing. Impressive.
No, thank you. And I guess just building on that, Sunday, can I just ask you, I guess it's an open question really. We're going to the third round of games tomorrow with so much, I guess, to play for in so many of the groups. Do you see a difference on maybe the type of game that we may start to see as well?
Well, having been blessed to play two World Cups and qualify for three, I know that once you get to this stage, the last games, everybody starts calculating. Normally we say, everybody bring out your calculators. When one plays draw here, this one plays win there, what's going to happen? So we should expect teams now to might come out and not play like this. Normally used to play, but we now start playing like to counter, or not to lose, or to make sure they win, or to take the fight to the opponent because they need to win, they must win. Whereas another team might say, okay, we just need a draw, let's just seal it off, you know. So I think we're going to see calculators coming out now, but at the same time we're going to see a change. It might not be huge, but there'll be changes in the way the team plays the games.
No, thank you. A fantastic summary. And thank you as well. A thrilling day of football that we've had the opportunity to see. And thank you to Elliot. And thank you to Alberto, Pascal and Sunday from our FIFA Technical Study Group for their insights and analysis. As we head back to the hotel and prepare to kick off the third round of group games tomorrow, thank you as always for listening. And we wish you all a good night.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Centre. For more information and insight throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcentre.com.